Talk Live. It is your program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the website is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, last night I mentioned that we were going to have a guest in this particular hour of the show, and we had just had to shuffle things around because we had another lady on as a guest the last night. I don't like to load this show up with too many guests in one night. It's not a guest-based show. But from time to time, we come across some very interesting personalities that I feel like must be highlighted on the air, and this gentleman is one of them. His name is Richard, and he's from ktordnance.com. Now, as you might recall, Mark, we had discussed Richard's case. I guess it was about a month ago. Richard, when was the raid on your business?
It was on June 7th.
Okay, so, yeah, actually, just over a month ago at this point. We heard about it, actually, from one of our listeners in New Hampshire who claims to know you fairly well. His name's Tim. He's a major gun rights activist up in the free state of New Hampshire. And
yes.
Yeah, he brought it to our attention, and it was really just an outrageous story. And now, at this point, we have you, the business owner, the guy that owns KT Ordnance, on the line with us to tell us the story. First, before we get started, what is KT Ordnance? What do you sell?
Well, what we sell is what is considered a non-firearm. It's 80% complete, and you do the last 20%, and you technically become the manufacturer.
Now, why would somebody want to do that?
Well, there's lots of reasons. It's a great just hobby to do.
Mm-hmm. I can see that part.
There's a great father-son, father-daughter, mother-daughter, whatever, to spend time and do that. There's also the fact that it's non-registered.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go through any of the FFL requirements because
gotcha.
It is a non-firearm at that point. And it all falls under the same guidance as making beer and wine for your own consumption.
Right, okay.
As long as you don't do it for a business and completely manufacture it and then sell it, then it becomes a licensable entity and
right.
you have to go through the FFL.
Understood. So you're completely within the law in regards to the products that you're selling on your website and through your business, which, by the way, I believe you're located in Dillon, Montana. I don't know how far away that is from our Kalispell affiliate, but we do have some people listening up in your region, at least. And so I guess someone got word that, I don't know, what exactly happened? How did you end up getting your business raided and no charges brought upon you after the fact? What was the exact story here, Richard?
Well, we're trying to figure that out, too. With no charges being filed, nobody knows anything. The search warrant was missing the oath of affirmation, so I have no clue who said I did something wrong or what I even did wrong.
Hmm.
So,
how did you come about? I mean, what was the exact story? What was the process? I mean, did you just wake up one morning and there was cops banging on your door, or how did this go down?
Well, actually, I've been trying to work with the sheriff for the past year and a half, and I've given him lots of literatures. I've offered to do a constitutional study course with them and for all the officers. And
That's an interesting idea for the purposes of letting the cops know exactly what it is that they're, the Constitution says, which, I don't know, do police actually swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, or is that just something they do in the military?
No, they do that for the out here it's sheriffs.
Okay.
To give your listeners kind of an idea of the size here, my county is larger than the state of New Hampshire.
Wow, that's a big county.
Yeah, that's a big county. And
how many people are in it, though?
I don't think there's more than 6,000 or 7,000.
Wow, I think New Hampshire has you beat on that.
Man.
And at any given time, there's only about 5 deputies on duty.
Sure. Wow, they're covering some area.
Yeah, they are.
So that's an interesting idea, essentially, offering to provide a class on the Constitution to the Sheriff's Department. I mean, who better to educate in regards to our freedoms in America than the police themselves? Maybe they'll be a little bit more, careful with who they arrest and how they do things. So you were working on that with the sheriff, and then what happened?
Well, on, I get my dates right, the Monday, the sheriff called me and said, I had just about a week earlier, maybe it was 2 weeks earlier, had given the sheriff, and actually I mailed it to all the churches in Dillon, too, regardless of denomination.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Edwin Vieira's article, Are You Doing Everything You Can for Homeland Security?
And I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Well, it's up on my website.
Okay.
And basically what it is to reconstitute the state militias.
I bet the Amish are real big into that.
Are there a lot of Amish people in Montana?
Amish
no.
are very nonviolent, and so are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses are pretty big here.
Got it. So you wanted to create a militia for the entire state or the county, or what was
it? Well, actually, it's a state level. The governor is supposed to be in charge of it. It's, you know, again, it's not, you know, Bubba with a six-pack and a hunting rifle running around the woods in his camo clothes.
Got it.
That's not what it is. It's, you know, an organized militia. The Constitution of Montana requires that we have one and that we train regularly.
Wow.
So I just asked the question, why are we not obeying the law?
And?
And on Monday, the sheriff called me and said, well, I read your stuff and I'd like to speak to you. Would Wednesday be okay? And I kind of thought that strange because on Tuesday, there was the election for the sheriff. And if he loses, then there's no need to have this conversation on Monday.
Yeah.
And if he wins, Wednesday. He's got a long way to go to be punished for doing anything wrong.
Yeah. So on Wednesday, he calls me and leaves a message on my machine and says, well, I lost the election. It's official. And our meeting is even more important now than it was before.
Hmm.
So I thought this strange.
Yeah.
And actually what I did was to several of the key people on my email, I sent them an email stating that if you don't hear from me at noontime today, assume I'm in jail, and then start passing the word around.
Okay.
And, of course, nobody did hear from me.
Oh, boy.
Although I was not arrested.
Okay.
I went into the sheriff's office, and there were way too many people in his office to be a meeting discussing the militia.
Yeah, I mean, with five employees, how many people were in the office?
Well, when I went in, there was the deputy and the undersheriff and a female ATF agent and a male FBI agent.
Uh-oh.
That can't be good.
Right. So
what happened? I mean, did you get to meet with the sheriff at all? Or?
No. Well, that was the meeting, was to get me out of my house and my place of business, because it's one and the same.
Understood.
And that
so
way I would be...
It?
Yeah, so they could come and search it. And they handed me a search warrant, and, you know, I read it, and I said, well, this is a bogus warrant. There's no signed affidavit with it. And they said it was sealed in secret.
Jeez.
And I was never to know about who filed charges against me.
This was a federal warrant?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, do we really want that kind of secret government going around?
I don't.
No, I certainly don't either. So they handed you a secret warrant and essentially just told you to blow off when you asked them to show you a little bit more evidence of how it was a legitimate warrant.
Right.
And then what happened? At what point did the raid take place?
Well, at that point, they said that they were going to go search my house. And at that point, I asked the sheriff if I could call my house and ask my wife and my two small children to leave, because they were going to come in with a SWAT team.
Oh yeah, that could be a little terrorizing, a little scary for the kids, sure.
True. And my three-year-old runs around with a toy rifle shooting bad guys all the time.
Right.
So I was fearful that, you know, they would break in their ski masks and everything, and he'd be carrying his rifle around, and they'd shoot him.
Could be. It's certainly scarier things have happened.
Yeah.
You know what, I want you to finish the story for us, but hang on. We're going to come back to you. Richard from KT Ordnance. He had the ATF, the FBI, raid his home, confiscate all kinds of products. He sells 80% gun kits. I don't think that's the right word. We'll get him to clarify coming up. But he sells these things that you can essentially turn into guns. And apparently the ATF doesn't like that very much. So they stole all his property and then didn't bother charging him with anything. We'll give you the rest of the story coming up.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and if your show takes control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you. You just go and download it. It's on the house. There's no registration. There's no membership fee. Just go and get them. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So obviously one of the things we're really concerned with on Free Talk Live is the state of freedom in America today. And it seems to be under attack. It seems like the government is doing everything it can to gut the Bill of Rights, to destroy our freedoms that have been enshrined in the U.S. Constitution, one after another. Just gut a little here, take a little out there, take a little out there, and then after years have gone by, we'll have absolutely nothing left. So we focused on a variety of freedoms that have been destroyed, the Fourth Amendment, right to privacy, that sort of thing. First Amendment is under attack with free speech zones, and also the Second Amendment is under attack as well. And that's why we have Richard from KT Ordnance on the line, ktordnance.com. Richard, I mentioned that you sell a kit, but I think that might be the wrong term. What exactly, how do you describe the product that you sell again?
Well, they're 80% frames.
Frames, gun frames.
Gun frames. They're not receivers until they become complete to 100%.
Got it. So basically these individuals can purchase these 80% frames from you. They go through a process with tools and that sort of thing, and they can turn this into an operating firearm with enough effort and enough, I guess you have to buy some extra parts as well.
Now, what kind of tools do you need to do this?
It depends on the type of frame you buy. The pistols need a little more expensive tooling. Most of the rifles, if you're really, really good, you can get away with a cordless hand drill.
Okay. Wow. That means if you're really, really good, which means we wouldn't be able to do that. So this is a product that you sell. You've been selling it for a number of years, I presume. And you had been talking to the sheriff. You live in Dillon, Montana, which, as you said, is a county. Dillon's in a county that's the size of New Hampshire with only about 6,000 or 7,000 residents. So you've been living here since when? I mean, how long have you been here?
For 2 years.
So, okay, for 2 years, and you've been in touch with the sheriff of the county, possibly to give him some information about the Constitution and, about the laws that he's supposed to be upholding. You had had some discussions with him, and you had scheduled a meeting with this gentleman, and he said, okay, well, come on in. I'd like to see you on Wednesday. And you thought that was kind of strange because the election was on Tuesday, and as it turned out, he lost the election. But yet he called you in on Wednesday anyway, saying it was really important for you to come by. Now, it sounds to me like this sheriff might have sold you out, Richard, because there was ATF agents, FBI agents waiting there for you to arrive. And then when you'd gotten there, they showed you a bogus warrant, which you took a look at, and as you pointed out, there was no, what was it? There was
a signed affidavit.
A signed affidavit, and I guess a judge is supposed to sign that sort of thing?
No, that's the person who is making the claim that I either hurt them or did something wrong or has witnessed me commit a crime.
Or witnessed you with some contraband or something
correct.
Like that. Okay.
Correct.
And that wasn't there, and then when you asked about that, they said, well, we can't show it to you, it's a secret.
Right.
And that's pretty disturbing. Then they said, well, we're going to go to your house now and raid it, take all of your, basically they ended up taking all of your stuff, but that's kind of where we left off with the story, was
right.
you had wanted to call your wife, who was still at home at the time, to alert her to leave the home, that way the SWAT team could essentially arrive and maybe not accidentally shoot one of your kids, who is known for carrying a toy gun around the property.
Right.
What happened when you asked for that?
Excuse me. The ATF agent flat out refused because he thought I was, or it was a she. She thought I would be giving my wife secret coded messages to go destroy evidence.
Mm.
And thankfully, the sheriff. Actually, I happen to like this sheriff.
Oh.
I'm surprised. I wish he got reelected.
Okay.
Even after this, I still wish he got reelected because a new guy is an absolute moron.
Oh boy.
It'll be 4 years of hell with him.
So
the sheriff allowed me to call my wife. She left. I said, leave the doors open so they have no excuse to break them down or blow them off the hinges or something. And they came in, and the SWAT team came in and cleared the house and checked it all out, make sure no one was here and all that.
Yeah. Were you there while the raid was going on? Did you follow them there?
Well, the SWAT team got in, and then the sheriff came. I drove my vehicle back, and the sheriff sat in my vehicle, and we drove back to the house.
Again, you weren't arrested, obviously.
No, I was not arrested. And actually, what was interesting was they guaranteed me that I was not getting arrested today before they searched the place.
Wow.
This is so strange.
So you're sitting in your car watching this happen.
Well, we drive out to the house. They bring me into my house side of the building. I have a big sheet metal building, and my work is on one side, and there's a dividing wall. And I was in my kitchen and being babysat. They said I was free to leave at any time, but while I was here, I would have to be guarded. And then here's where it gets really interesting. Not only do we have the ATF, the FBI, and they wanted to question me, then they brought in two gentlemen from the Canadian version of the ATF.
Really?
We had Canadian people in on this raid.
Okay. Now, I suppose that could be said that they were there checking on, I assume you send these kits or these 80% complete firearms to Canada, too, right?
Correct, yeah.
I guess they might be there checking on that.
Did they tell you why they were there?
Well, the Canadians said that someone completed their firearms and they found five of them that were in crimes that actually committed murders.
And how's that your fault?
Well, that's what I said, and they wanted to proceed to tell me the tragedy of these five people and how my product has ruined their family's life. And I can guarantee you that one of them was a story about a child, just my age, the age of mine. And I said, you know, I don't want to hear your stories. You know, the old cliche, you know, guns kill people don't kill people, and
people kill people, guns don't kill people.
Yeah. Yes. Rampaging firearms, taking out everybody in their path.
Right.
It's certainly possible that whoever killed those poor innocent people was going to kill them regardless of whether or not they got their hands on your firearm or not.
Well, actually, they brought no evidence of proof that actually happened. I only have to take their word at it.
Sure.
We did some research. We couldn't find anything as of yet in any Canadian newspapers or anything.
So there you are. You've discovered now ATF, FBI, Canadian ATF, and they're in the process of going through your home. What ended up happening as a result of this?
Well, they took all my inventory, about $30,000 worth of inventory.
Gosh. Did they give you a receipt for that?
Yes, but it's non-itemized.
Huh.
It's just, there's no quantities of what each one they took.
Right.
So,
wow.
I don't know if I'll get all of them back.
Or if you'll get any.
There haven't even been any charges filed. I mean,
correct.
They walked into your house, stole $30,000 worth of products, and then left. And I want to find out what happened when they left. So hang on. We're going to hang on to you, Rich. Richard, actually, from ktordnance.com. If you've got a question for him, maybe there's something we've missed. Maybe you're curious about an aspect of this that we haven't covered. 1-800-259-9231. What happens when you're next? It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Martin.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally gratis. It's free. You go and download it. There's no registration, no membership fee. The wiki included, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. Information about the show, about some of the guests that we've had on, the issues that we talk about, and more. In fact, some listeners have even created their own info pages about themselves. You can make virtually anything that you want to on the wiki. You can create, you can add to it, delete from it. Wiki.freetalklive.com, and it's free. wiki.freetalklive.com. We go back to Rich. Is it Rich? Do you prefer Richard or Rich?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
All right, Rich from ktordnance.com. You sell 80%. You sell what essentially is an 80% gun. You can turn it into a 100% gun if you know what you're doing. You've got to go through a process. You sell essentially these kits, and the ATF and the FBI, or at least men who claimed to be from the ATF and the FBI, apparently didn't take too kindly to this. They showed up in your county. You were called out to the sheriff's office. You arrived to discover that they had a warrant, so-called, that they showed you, but there wasn't a signed affidavit with it, which they claimed was a secret. They then went back to your home, stole $30,000 worth of your inventory that you sell at your website. They stole it. They went away with this product, gave you a very brief receipt of what they had stolen, which, as you pointed out, wasn't even itemized, so there's no real way to know exactly what they took. How did this all end up wrapping up? How did this come to a close? You did not end up getting arrested. When they were leaving with a $30,000 worth of inventory, what did you say? What happened?
Well, there wasn't much to say because they were already gone, and I couldn't leave the kitchen until all the workers and everything were you know, out of the place.
How many people were involved in this raid?
Well, judging from what I saw of the number of vehicles, and I saw four people get out of most vehicles, and I don't know how many people are on the SWAT team, and my neighbors gave me some guesses. All in all, about 40.
Oh, my gosh.
There were two snipers up on the hill. There was a helicopter and all the other, and the SWAT team, which was gone before I got here.
Did you ever think, I mean, when you started your, when you first started your business and you've been living there for 2 years, did you ever think that this was going to happen in America to you?
No, but I knew at some point they would try and shut this down because we're getting too popular. People are finding out that it is actually easier than most people think to complete and build a very safe, functioning firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we do, which will be taking place next week, if you want to come and broadcast from here, we have the Whiskey Day Memorial Machine Gun Shoot, 80% Gun Build and Ice Cream Social.
Nice. So you get to fire a machine gun.
Yeah, we have a guy that comes down here who has all the legally registered stuff, and you just pay for the ammo, and you can shoot that. We run two training courses, a rifle and a handgun course. We have a 800-yard range right on the property.
Now, we're down here in Florida, so I hate to say it, we're probably not going to be able to make the trip up there, but I do appreciate the invite. Just a quick question on the machine gun. I mean, how much money does it cost per second of firing that thing? I mean, that's got to be expensive.
The guy who he brings down an M60, which is an absolute blast to do.
I bet.
He links up 100 rounds, and it's about 3.5 seconds. It costs you $40.
Oof, man, that's intense.
Yeah.
So that was it then. They came in with 40 guys, two snipers up on a hilltop. They took $30,000 of your inventory and walked away. And you
right.
had no charges filed against you. You had a receipt. Do you even have a phone number for these guys?
No. When I asked for identification and business cards, they conveniently didn't have that.
How do you know that this was actually the federal government?
We don't.
Okay.
Other than they did have some badges that you could kind of see under their clothes,
right.
but, I mean, I could buy those, too, from the dime store.
That said, though, they did have quite a large gang of individuals, and this is sort of behavior that we've come to expect out of the federal government, a government that has gotten to the point of just not caring one iota about freedom and liberty in this country, and doing everything they possibly can to crack down on people like you that are offering a service that's fully legal. There's no law against the products that you are providing, but they just decide they don't like you. In fact, our listener Tim in New Hampshire had pointed out that apparently you had linked up with the JPFO, which, as I understand it, is the Jews for Preservation of Firearm Ownership. And apparently the JPFO is actively engaged in an anti-ATF campaign. I think it's called Boot the BATF or something like that.
Yeah, also Gun Owners of America are linked up with that, too.
Do you believe that you were targeted because you were involved with that group?
I believe it was a lot of things. Ever since I did get linked up with JPFO, I get a lot of hate email from people claiming that they're front for the Mossad and the elders of Zion and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I judge a man by his fruits.
Yeah, I agree.
Aaron Zellman is a top-notch American, regardless, you know, what nationality is.
Sure. So I'm going to go to the phones here real quick, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's happening in America and what we can do about it. But I want to talk to Rick in Idaho. I think he has a question for you, Richard. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Richard from KT Ordnance.
Hi, Rich. I think you remember me possibly a few days after this event all went down. I gave you a call. I was visiting with you in regard to Aaron Zellman. I had talked with Aaron just a few days or a few hours previous to calling you, and he had mentioned to be sure to say hi. We're going to try to make it over for the barbecue thing. I think that's very important. I think that for the listeners out there, though, they need to understand that KT Ordnance took great steps to make sure that what they were doing was in full compliance with all state, federal, national regulations. There was absolutely nothing in error that they were doing whatsoever.
I think the evidence shows that, Rick. I mean, if they had broken a law, then there'd be a charge filed, and
exactly.
He would have been arrested instead of allowed to just hang around his house after it had been raided.
Exactly.
You know,
and
to me, it just seems like theft. I mean, just using the government as theft.
It is theft.
But
it's theft not only of the material that they took from him, but it's theft of rights. And we as Americans better start waking up and facing the fact that what we thought we might live long enough to see starting to happen in this country is indeed happening. It's happening right around our neighborhoods. When they can come in and do this type of thing, we are guaranteed that we can face the people who bring charges against us. There's not supposed to be such a thing as people bringing charges and held in secrecy against us in this country.
Where or just to have from? An armed gang show up at your home, take all your stuff and leave and say, toodles.
And that's
bye-bye.
All this was.
Which is, by the way, what's been going on out in California. There's a story today. The marijuana distribution points out there, fully legal for them to be selling marijuana to medical patients. The DEA just decides to kick down doors from time to time, take all their marijuana and all their money, and leave without filing any charges there either. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. It is. In fact, I guess, you know, it is and it isn't in one respect that federal laws still want to supersede state laws out there. You know, so the feds want to say, well, we have ultimate jurisdiction. Here we have a case where the feds say that KT ordinance did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. They certified that this was absolutely not a firearm. They had no interest in it until they decided that they just don't like it. And I guess I want everybody listening to think, you know, when is it going to be our turn? When are we doing something or involved in an organization that they just suddenly don't like?
Great question, Rick. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Did you have any comments on that, Richard?
Well, the other thing is they took my hard drives. So how many of my customers may get called now? So, see, it actually now becomes threatening to everybody.
Mm. That's not good.
You know, we did it the best we could. We never sold any information to anybody.
What can you do, you know?
Right, yeah.
Wow. What? Hang on, Richard, from KT Ordnance. Let's talk when we come up, and if you've got questions or you want to comment here, 800-259-9231. A businessman, fully legal in America, has had his inventory stolen from him by the federal government, or at least people claiming to be the federal government, and nothing can be done about it. He doesn't even know who these guys were. He doesn't even have a phone number for these people. His inventory is just gone. This is your show. What can we do? Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast, A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Though we do want you to vote for the show. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you like the idea of us spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world, then vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is a quick, what you need to do is go through a quick email registration process, or actually email verification process. There's no registering. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. You will not be spammed. And it makes a big difference for us because it helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, which if we're in the top 10 and we're currently ranked at number 2, if we stay up there, then that means more new people are going to come across the show. So it's a simple process. Vote. freetalklive.com. Back to Richard from ktordnance.com. Richard, you were telling us your sad story happened about a month ago where you were raided by over 40 agents from the ATF, the FBI. Apparently the Canadian ATF was involved as well. They essentially came to your house, stole over $30,000 worth of your products. You sell essentially kits that you can complete and turn into a fully functioning firearm. And they stole your product. They left. They did not even leave a business card. You don't know who you're even dealing with in this case. Your stuff is essentially gone. You said they stole your hard drives as well. They've got all kinds of information on you, but you don't even know who these people are. And they just walked in, walked out with their guns pointed at you and your family and took your stuff. And it's all over and done with at this point. Is your business shut down? Can you afford to bounce back from this? What's the future of KT Ordnance?
Well, we're going to try and get back into business in another couple of weeks. Again, we're dealing with the attorneys and seeing if we can get our stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably make, there's several people doing fundraisers for the whole month.
Mm.
And everything they took was pretty much sold, so now I have to replace in a lot of, some of my customers are wanting refunds.
Oh, no.
And so that's hard. We don't deal with banks.
Oh, okay.
We're a cash-only kind of, cash or postal money order.
Wow, okay. That makes sense.
So we don't like banks.
Understood. Okay. Well, Richard, where is this going to go in the future? Obviously, you're trying your best to bounce back, but, I mean, it's a big hurt that they've put on your business, and you're now probably going to be operating day-to-day wondering if it's going to happen again. What is happening to this country, and what do you think the solution is?
Well, part of it is, I haven't read it completely, but JPFO sent out another alert on the actual blueprint for this. Started with going after the vendors, the retailers, and that didn't work very well because new people would just spring up targeting manufacturers. So Len Savage is being attacked, licensed FFL dealer, and they're targeting him. They're also targeting me. And what they also did, what also happened with this raid, is there are about five other manufacturers that make 80% frames.
Okay.
They all pulled their stuff off their websites.
Really?
So what the ATF did with this raid is shut down an entire industry.
Mm. Oh, my.
With no laws, with not arresting anybody.
Just brute force.
Just fear. And if we start fearing government more than we fear God, then you don't need a gun because you're already a slave.
Well, as I don't know, I think it's paraphrasing Thomas Jefferson. The movie V for Vendetta did a great job of paraphrasing it, but essentially saying that when government fears the people, you have liberty, and when people fear the government, you have tyranny.
Correct.
And I think people are really afraid of the government at this point, and I don't blame them for it. They're a violent group of individuals with no accountability for their actions. In this case, you don't even know who the people were that were engaging in this raid. I wish you the best of luck in getting your business back online and continuing to fulfill the orders that people had placed with you. But I'm concerned for obviously Free Talk Live is concerned for the future of America, not just the Second Amendment, but all the amendments to the Bill of Rights, all of our freedoms and liberties in this country, just apparently being flushed down the drain in the name of national security and that sort of thing. And obviously we found out about you from one of our fellow Free State Project members, and I was wondering how you felt about the Free State Project, if you were aware of it, what you thought of the idea.
Well, I actually had moved to New Hampshire through the Free State Project 4 years ago.
Really?
And I got into some trouble up in New Hampshire with zoning, and I was very upset that not one single Free Stater came to my aid or even attended the court cases. I fought for a year and a half, and they finally took my building and threw me out, and then I moved to Montana.
Oh, my. Wow. I got to say that I've been involved with the movement for about 4 years. And I've never heard of your story. And to be fair to those individuals that have moved to the state, the Free State Project hasn't even had an official move yet. So I don't know how many Free Staters there were in the state 4 years
ago.
Yeah,
there were several hundred at that point because I knew most of them. I had been to the meetings with them.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
I'm
sorry
to hear that.
Would
I move back? I would. I was born and raised in Massachusetts, and I would move back to New Hampshire. My wife likes it out here. She came from Alaska.
Got it. Well, what you might want to do is consider there are a few towns in New Hampshire without any zoning laws whatsoever. Maybe you might want to consider moving there.
We did. We just couldn't afford it at that time.
Got it. Well, best of luck, Richard, getting things back on. And if you have any more, anything further develops, definitely let Free Talk Live know. Shoot us an email and clue us in on the latest with your case, because we'd be happy to follow it and give our listeners the updates, because I know they're going to want to know if the harassment continues or if this will be the end of the story. So,
yep. Did you get the email with the seditious materials?
I think I did. Yeah, they took some of your videos. You had a few videos and a few books. In fact, I think a copy of the Constitution,
right.
A copy of the Declaration of Independence. They labeled that seditious?
Yes, they did.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. We've seen stories here in the past how there are government bureaucracies that have issued, I guess, terrorism checkpoints, or not checkpoints, but a checklist essentially saying, well, if you encounter somebody that's talking about the Constitution or talking about property rights, then they might be a domestic terrorist. So we've really got a lot of fighting to do for our freedoms in this country, and I'm glad that you've got the strength and the courage to continue standing up for what you believe in, even in the face of 40 armed federal agents. Thank you.
That seem to have never heard of due process.
Right. Thank you so much for coming on the show here tonight, Richard. And again, your website is ktordinance.com. Have a great night, sir. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, hey there.
Have you seen that that speech going around the Internet from the CEO and founder of Whole Foods Market?
I've heard he's a libertarian, but I don't know much else about what you're referring to.
Well, I'll give you a little. It's such a good idea. It's such good advice, I think, for the whole freedom movement. He's really a capital L libertarian.
Great.
And did a Freedom Fest speech recently where he sort of gave some constructive criticism to the freedom movement. And I think I'd like to suggest it to everyone out there, including you guys. And that is, we always seem to fall into the habit, and Mark especially, of describing liberty and freedom in economic terms. And he is a former hippie and a vegan and opened a Whole Foods Market. and is talking about how to reach the youth and the lefties who are looking for something new, we have to start talking about, instead of economic freedom, you know, personal freedom. And by that, I mean saying things like, be all you can be, to borrow the Army's phrase. And Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we only talk about the lower ones, the safety, the economics, the, you know, those sorts of things, where he suggests we should talk more about self-actualization, becoming the person you can be, all, you know, giving more. Once your needs are satisfied on the base level, go after the spiritual needs, helping people, better, you know.
I was going to say, I like
kind of stuff.
I like Harry Brown's approach, and I don't think that I exclusively deal with
I think Ian's
economics.
Real good about that.
Maybe Mark more so, because he comes from more of that conservative side, which makes more sense. But mm-hmm. I like Harry Brown's his line, where he says, basically, we want you to be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. I mean, that essentially plays to that, don't you think?
That's safety. You just talked about, you're right, let me say that. Yes,
live life how you want. Yeah, that's everything.
Right, but the lowest, the most base requirement for human beings is safety. And you just said that, you know, without hurting anyone else, and that's true. But live life the way you want. Become who you can possibly be. Beyond acquiring more money, less taxes, mm-hmm. you know, fewer regulations. Let's talk about growing your heart so that you can start that charity you've always wanted. Helping this kind of group over here in the way that you never could. I know Harry Brown talked about that. And it was great, and I would just like to hear you guys maybe talk about that a little bit more. And I think we see a lot more younger people. It's the idealism that attracts them.
Great, great. Yeah. I agree with you, Doug. I mean, we've talked about the drug war plenty of times here on this show. I don't think that we stray away from these issues here on Free Talk Live. And if you think so, then call in and bring up an issue that applies. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is on the way. And speaking of personal freedoms, we'll address the marijuana issue on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.